So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, Rava said, "Be'inai kaira al gabe mavet." The kaira must be atop the mavet. Therefore, a beam that's on pegs in front of the mavet is invalid. When the Brisa refers to a kaira meshucha, a beam that is drawn away from the wall is a valid kaira, it is not referring to a kaira that is outside of the mavet. It is referring to either a kaira that is inside the mavet, but neither end of the kaira reaches all the way to the mavet walls, or to a kaira that is, in addition to being short, is raised on pegs above the height of the mavet walls. We employ the legal principle of lavet to view the kaira as if it reaches the side walls, and the principle of chavad ramay to view the kaira as if it is lowered to the height of the top of the wall. Tani, Reb Zakkai kameid Reb Yochanan bein l'chayayim v'tachas hakaira nidin k'karmelis. Reb Zakkai taught a braisa before Reb Yochanan that the area opposite the lechi at the entrance of a mavet and the area directly underneath the kaira over the mavet's entrance are like a karmelis, and one may not carry there. Reb Yochanan responded, "Puk tani lavra, go teach us outside," meaning that this is not accurate. There's a machlokes which part Reb Yochanan did not accept. Abaye holds that Reb Yochanan only permits carrying under the beam, but would not permit carrying opposite the lechi, the pole at the entrance of the mavet, since Rav taught that toicha pesach tzarich lechi achel atire. An additional lechi is required to permit carrying in the doorway. Rava holds that Reb Yochanan even permits carrying opposite the pole. Rava proves his point based on the area's size of less than 4 tefachim, which should make it like a makom ptur where one may carry on Shabbos. Abaye would respond that a makom ptur has to be elevated 3 tefachim off the ground. Abaye proves his point because Rav said, "Teicha pesach tzarich lechi achel atire." We need an additional pole to permit carrying in the doorway, strongly indicating that the area opposite the pole can otherwise not be used. Rava would respond that it is only usher to carry opposite the pole when the mavi opens to a karmelis, but not when it opens to a shus harabim, because matzah minas mina b'ner, the inside of the doorway, a makom ptur, is similar enough to a karmelis that people will confuse the two. Therefore, one may not carry in the makom ptur as it becomes one with the karmelis, unless we have another pole reminding us to distinguish between them. Rav Huna tries to prove Rava wrong, based on the comment of Reb Yochanan that when many poles are lined up along the inner side wall of a mavet, within 4 tefachim of each other, we only permit carrying until either the inner surface of the innermost lechi, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, who would apply lavet up until 4 tefachim, making all the poles a single lechi, or the inner surface of the outermost lechi, like the Rabbanan, who would not apply lavet on any gap larger than 3 tefachim, but all agree, carrying opposite a lechi is aser. Rava could respond in two ways. First, that Reb Yochanan must have been speaking about a case where the mavet opens into a karmelis, where an additional heker is necessary. Second, the case may be where if we apply lavet, the lechis will combine to equal 4 amis, which would make them a separate wall of the mavet, and that is why another lechi is necessary. But anything that is actually considered a lechi in its own right would permit carrying opposite. Itmar, nir mebifnim meshavim mebechutz nidoy mishum lechi. If a lechi is only visible from the inside of the mavet, but not visible from the outside, it is valid. However, neir mevachutz meshavim mebefnim, if it is only visible from the outside of the mavet, but not from the inside, there is a machlokes. Reb Chiya holds it is valid, while Reb Shimon Berebi holds it is not valid. Although Rabbi, in the name of Reb Huna, agrees with Reb Chiya that such a lechi is valid, he points out the Mishnah later on Daf Tzadi Beis, which says, Chatzer ketana shenifritzu legedoyla, gedoyla muteres. In the case of a small yard which opens into a large yard, Gedoyla muteris, one may carry in the large yard because it has a fourth wall with a door in it, uktan asura, but one may not carry in the small yard because it is completely open on the fourth side. Apparently, we do not consider the walls of the large chatzar, which are not visible from the small chatzar, to be valid walls for the small chatzar, even though we consider it a valid lechi in the mavi. Reb Zera answers, b'nechnasin kais l'ktan l'gedoyla. The case of the two chatzeres is where the side walls of the smaller chatzer protrude into the larger chatzer, making the walls of the larger chatzer too far removed to be considered lechis for the smaller chatzer. Although the Braisa says that the larger chatzer is overall only 1 amma wider than the smaller chatzer, we cannot view the space between the larger chatzer's walls and the smaller chatzer's walls to be filled in using the mechanism of lavet, thereby producing flush lechis, because we are speaking about a case where the small chatzer is not centered on the large chatzer, and there is more than a 3 tefach gap on one side of the chatzer. Although we would still have 1 lechi on one side, this Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe that a chatzer only becomes mutter with valid doorposts on both sides. This discussion continues on the following daf.